أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We are proceeding with our last phase of our series of the developments which were taking place since the demise of the Holy Prophet. In 60 AH, when Muawiyah departed from this world, Yazid ascended to the throne. When the news reached to Imam Hussein alayhi salam pertaining to Yazid occupying the seat of the caliphate of the vast Muslim empire, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Alal Islamu salam idh qad buliyatil ummati bira'i mithli Yazid. To Allah we belong, and to Allah we shall return. Bid farewell to Islam, if at all a person like Yazid comes to lead the community of the Muslims. Who was Yazid? Keeping the talks which we have already discussed, Yazid, the son of Muawiyah, he was a person who had openly declared kufr and shirk. He is now in the seat of the caliphate of the vast Muslim empire. And I was mentioning since my previous talks that there is a difference between committing sins in the private capacity and committing sins in the official capacity. The way his father was acting in the official capacity, now this is a very vital point to derive to fruitful conclusions. Muawiyah was in his official capacity pretending to be the successor of the Holy Prophet. And through the strategy which we were discussing, people had accepted him. And developments reached further to the extent now Yazid is to the throne as a khalif of the Muslimin. Let me introduce to you Yazid before I develop my subject. Yazid, it is said that he had openly declared by his tongue kufr and shirk. Yazid was a person who said that the Bani Hashim just played a game. There was nothing which came from the heavens. There was nothing like revelation. Yazid was the person who was once seated in a wine party. He was a man with an alcoholic brain. He was once seated in a party where wine was being served. And a poem is placed in the books that he recited a poem. That give me some wine. Give me a cup of wine that would satiate my bones, and give one to my close confidant, that is Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, who has strengthened my caliphate. This is after the Shahada of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. These are his words. Give me a cup of wine and give one to this man who is my close confidant and who has strengthened my caliphate. Yazid is the person who openly, in that position of Khilafatul Muslimin, drank wine, gambled, and as a result, his governors did the same. And as a result, the citizens did the same. It is mentioned that when Yazid was ruling, wine, gambling, and music was rampant in the streets of Medina. It is even mentioned that after the departure, after the demise, after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was the person who gave order to Muslim bin Aqaba to attack the holy city of Medina. And he told them that on you, Muslim ibn Aqaba is a ruthless person in the Umayyad tribe. He is giving a rule to Muslim ibn Aqaba. These incidents will reveal the depth of the kufr and shirk of Yazid. And he is now at the seat of the throne. He is telling to Muslim ibn Aqaba that you go to the streets of Medina. And on you people, the women, the property, and the lives of the Muslims is permissible. And it is mentioned that for three consecutive days, the people of Yazid, led by Muslim bin Aqaba, pillaged the whole city of Medina to the extent that there are some people who had taken refuge in the shrine of the Prophet. The people went there. The people of Yazid went there and murdered them there to the extent the haram of the Prophet was full of blood. Women were raped. To the extent history mentions that whenever a proposal was coming at that time, the fathers were not giving their daughters for marriage because of their losing their virginity. Things were pillaged for 3 consecutive days. Not only that, it is mentioned in another year, Yazid gave order to Hassan ibn Namir that they should go to Kaaba, and they set the Kaaba on fire. This was Yazid. No wonder Imam Hussein alayhi salam said that when he came to the seat of Caliphate, Alal Islamu Salam, if at all a person comes like Yazid to lead the Muslim empire, then bid farewell to Islam. Now, what is the strategy of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Imam is now starting his qiyam. And if you look at the statements and the sermons of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in a chronological manner, you will find that as Imam was going, he was making his message all the more clear. Imam, first of all, decided to move. There is a lesson here to be learned. Imam Hussein alayhi salam now starting his qiyam. He is now starting his arising, his revolution against Yazid. Because mind you, the situation during that time was acute, was deep, was chronical, and at a collective level. It was not at a superficial level. It was not at an individual level. The question of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, which Imam Hussein alayhi salam is putting in his advice to Muhammad and Halafiyah, if at all it would have been simply the question of using the tongue, the ulamas of the Kufa would have done that. They would have gone to tell people, you go and pray, you do fast, and you do the weight and measures in a proper manner. But that would not work. That would not work. Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to make something violent, something decisive, which would immediately bring a result. Because the situation was chronic. The situation was acute, as we have seen. And it was at a collective level, not at a superficial level. Not as an individual level. Now, Imam is first of all making a decision to go to Medina, out of Medina. At that time, people like Muhammad and Hanafiya is coming and telling the Imam, oh my Imam, you are Imam of the time. Now, each and every word I am speaking now is of significance. To know the Qiyam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam is now leaving Medina. Imam is now starting his strategy to save Islam. Because if Yazid is doing these things, he is doing it in his capacity of a caliph of the Muslim. What would happen then? A time would come when the governors would do. A time would come when the citizens would do. And a time would come when Islam would have been replaced by these corrupt practices. And what would have generation received? Put this thing into mind. Imam is being approached by people like Muhammad Hanafiya, no ordinary person. But the logic of a martyr is different from a different person's logic. Muhammad al-Hanafiya was no ordinary person. He comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and tells, you are my Imam of the time. But may I please give you a proposal that you leave Medina, for it is not a place worth to stay in. You go to Mecca. If at all you don't find Mecca a peaceful place, then go to Yemen. Because the people of Yemen are revolutionary. If you find Yemen not favorable, then you don't stay permanently in one place. خَرَجْتَ مِنَ الْبَلَدْ إِذَا الْبَلَدْ. Go from one place to another. At that time, Imam, as firm as ever, as firm as a mountain, is replying there, and which is a lesson to us, that Imam knew what he was doing. It was not an explosive movement. Imam is saying that, even if no one is prepared to give me refuge, I shall not compromise with this regime. And a son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, how he took a lesson from this incident. You know, when Imam Ruhullah Khomeini was put to exile, he went to Iraq. The government of Iraq put him to exile. Kuwait was not prepared to receive him. At that time, Imam Khomeini, a son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his true sense of the word, is mentioning that if at all no country is prepared to take me, I will sail a boat in the midst of the roaring waves. And from that sea, rough sea, I will shout for the rights of the oppressed Muslims. So Imam is telling him, no compromise with this regime. Now the question arises, how to inform the Muslim world? If at all I start my movement from Medina, people don't know for what I am arising. So Imam decides to go to Mecca. Mecca was a place during the time of the Hajj season, pilgrims used to pour in. Talking to Mecca during Hajj season is talking to the Muslim world. At that time there was no communication. So Imam decides to leave from Medina to Mecca. He's starting his movement. Each and every movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a lesson. Prior going to Mecca, Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his celebrated wasiyah is mentioning. And you will find each and every statement, each and every sermon is more becoming open and open, to the extent that when the message is absolutely open, Imam then lays his qiyam. Imam is telling to Muhammad al-Nafiyah in his celebrated wasiyah, in lam akhruj, in lam yakhruj asharan wala bataran wala zulman wala fasadan, I am not leaving Medina on account of creating mischief, nor on account of creating problems, but I am leaving innama kharajtu li talabi islahi fi ummati jaddi, but I am leaving to reform the ummah of my grandfather. Ana uridu ana amra bil ma'ruf wa anhaw anil munkar wa asiratu sirati jaddi wa abi ali ibn abi talib. In this I intend to do amra bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, and with this doing I will be following my grandfather and my father. He's mentioning his wasiyah clear, but the words are not more clear. And he leaves Mecca. He knew that he wanted to make his message clear. So he sees this is the right time. He stays in Mecca for around 4 months. Talking to Mecca during the Hajj season is talking to the world. At that time, when the Hajj season is close, it is mentioned in Tuhfatul Uqul that Imam delivers again his famous sermon in Mina, whereby the learned people are invited, whereby the ulama are invited, and he delivers his sermon. In this sermon, I won't mention the whole sermon, but the important extracts of the sermons are as follows. He is making his message clear before he lays down his life. Imam is mentioning, number one in this sermon, about the situation which was prevailing during the time of Muawiyah, which I have told you. Imam is telling them in this khutbah, the situation which was prevailing during the time of Muawiyah. Second thing which Imam is telling them in this khutbah is pertaining to the silence of the ulamas, in spite of their having a favorable position in the community, in spite of their having a favorable position among the Muslim masses, they stayed quiet. They did not do Amr bil Ma'ruf. They did not do Nahi anil Munkar. They did not stand against the regime. They were responsible. So Imam is mentioning about them in this sermon. And another point which Imam is mentioning in this sermon is about the plight of the common masses, how the regime had left the people who were weak. Imam is mentioning. And another point which Imam Hussein alayhi salam is mentioning in this sermon is how Ahl al-Bayt were left. How Ahl al-Bayt alayhimu salam were left. Imam is mentioning this sermon. At that time, the Hajj season is over. And see the time which Imam Hussain alayhi salam is living. One of the reasons advanced forward by the ulamas is, he lives at that time not doing Hajj, so that a commotion is created. The grandson of the Prophet has left. What went wrong? What went wrong? The people's ears now were more attentive to the developments. They are now taking more closer attention to the developments. That what has gone wrong? And at that time, the awareness is more created. Imam, on the course of his movement, is saying that don't you see that truthful is not being practiced and the vices are not checked. Imam goes forward to say, he reaches to the army of Hur and he tells to Hur, each and every step Imam is making his message more clear. More clear, he's reaching to the army of Hur and he's saying to Hur that if at all a person sees a tyrant king who is making the halal of God haram and who is distorting the sunnah of the Prophet and who is a fasik and a fajir, and if at all he does not do the needful by means of his tongue and hands, then Allah, it is befitting on Allah to send him to hell the way he sends this oppressive king. Imam is making his message clear and he goes, and a time comes, he delivers the sermons, he delivers the statements, he does his ihtimam hujjat. A time come when he lays down his life. And this laying down of life, as I said, nothing would have worked. Nothing would have worked. What was needed was a violent measure. This created in the Muslim masses a shock that what has gone wrong. It created in the Muslim masses a shock to the extent that the well of hypocrisy from the Umayyad regime was removed. To the extent it has been mentioned that the people did not know who was Yazid. The people did not know who was Yazid. It is mentioned in the history that when this incident took place in Karbala, the people of Medina were interested to know why was Hussein killed. So they led a delegation by Abdullah bin Hanzala. They told Abdullah bin Hanzala, you go to and check up what was the development that took place. Abdullah bin Hanzala goes to check up what went wrong. And when he reached to Damascus, he saw a Khalifa in the midst of the public taking wine, gambling, and having illegal relations with his mahrams. He goes back to Syria. He goes back from Syria to Medina. And the people of Medina are asking them, what did you see? Ibn Hanzala is telling to the people of Medina that we were afraid that as long as we were in Medina, we were afraid that rains should not storm down from the heavens. For we saw a Khalif of the Muslim gambling, having ill relations with women and dogs and pets around him. Ibn Hanzala says, you people of Medina, if you don't come, I am going for a jihad with 8 of my sons. And he goes, and all of the 8 sons are killed, including with him. Imam Hussain alayhi salam had to be killed in order for him to send shock waves to the Muslim world, to create the likes of Ibn Hanzala from Kufa and from Medina, to topple the Umayyad regime, to remove the well of hypocrisy from the Umayyad regime. With this, inshallah, we will develop the subject tomorrow. صلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.